Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
What would you do if the ocean vanished, only to come rushing back towards you as a 30-foot wall of water? In this season of Against the Odds, relive four extraordinary stories of survival during the 2004 Indian Ocean tsunami, the deadliest on record. Listen to Against the Odds on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi everyone, welcome back. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're wondering where part one was, well, go check in the feed and be sure to subscribe. So that way you always get your episodes. But enough of that. Let's get right back into the episode.
So they are ready to have Cookie sing like a canary. And just like, my clippings are about to fall out. So now we go to Mama's Half Shell, where Wendy and Monique are going to have a little lunch. Their first time having a one-on-one since everything happened 5 years ago. And they say hi and everything. And Monique also points out, as they get together, that Wendy was actually one of the first people to reach out to her after the fight. And she's like, she says that, like, you know, you texted me and everything. And Wendy says it sucks because she feels like they never really got to know each other.
Yeah, I just wanted to see like a little camera in Candace's house as she watched this scene, as she's just like shaking the baby on her knee a little too hard. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Hard.
A little too. She's also got the triangle. She's like, she's taking the baby bib into a triangle. She's turned the bassinet into a triangle. She's like,
So they are talking about that, you know, how they didn't get to be friends because she was friends with Candace. And, you know, obviously she was going to be on Candace's side. And Wendy's like, well, you know, I'm surprised that she wanted to meet up with me because she did something to my friend. But, you know, like she beat up my friend. But I'm not going to reach out to her. But, you know, I'm also open to lunch because I love lunch. So I came.
You know, people change and they also pay for lunch. So Monique is like, you know, I give everybody space. And even when I saw y'all, when I came to Pride, I was like, I don't want to come off like being fake, but it felt nice. The energy was really good, you know? And what's your and Giselle's relationship like? And Wendy says it's like much better. And she's like, even considers Giselle a friend. And she's like, but you and Giselle need to have a conversation. And Monique agrees that they're going to definitely have a conversation.
Yeah, and Monique's like, yeah, but you know, in the old days, I would go hard, you know, like you come for me and I'm taking your whole block out. But that was the old me. Maybe I'd still do that. I don't know. Like, yeah, no one changes that much in 5 years. I don't think.
Yeah.
And Monique's like, you know, and sometimes forgiveness doesn't mean reconciliation. And I've accepted that. And whatever therapy Monique has been to has been great. Like everything she's saying sounds great. So now they're talking about Karen, and Wendy's like, well, you know, Stacey dropped the bomb on me and said that Karen had essentially been talking shit about me. And then Karen didn't come to the reunion, but she thanked everybody in the group but me. And so they're like, oh no, I can't believe Karen would do such a thing.
Yeah. And Wendy says that, like, yeah, Karen was taken right after she was sentenced. She was taken right away. And I hear that the ladies have not spoken to her. They've not spoken to, but they have spoken to people who speak to her, which is my way of saying, do you still talk to Cookie? Because that's the person who is giving the group information about Karen. You want to tell me something about Cookie? I feel like you want to say something about Cookie.
I haven't talked to Karen, but I've heard that she's already written my name and my phone number on the girl's stall in the jail. So
Monique says that Cookie met Karen through Monique, and but she doesn't talk to, she's like, I don't talk to her at all. And which is funny because it seems like everyone likes Cookie. And Wendy's like, well, but she's best friends with Giselle now. And so Monique gives us this backstory, which is so funny. She goes, well, I met Cookie back in like 2007 at my ex-husband's birthday party, and we had the father of Go-Go there, Chuck Brown. And she told me that she was Chuck Brown's daughter, and you know, but and he's not kin to her. Who does that? If you lie about that, you'll lie about anything. And they show this clip of like Cookie at like some concert being like, "Dad, daddy, or whatever she was saying. She was like, it was like a heartbeat. It was just Cookie being like, me, me.
Daddy. So she lied and said she's Chuck Brown's daughter. That shit's funny. So she's like, well, that's a demonic entity right there. And I can't be around people that act as if they're your friend. I love all the demons. It's like, you know, they're a demon if they say they're Chuck Brown's daughter.
Dun, dun, they're dun. A demon if they're claiming to be heir to Go-Go and they're not.
Demonic.
So she's like, yeah, I stay away from that one. So now they talk about Pride and meeting the new girls. And Monique's like, yeah, you know, they seemed a little passive. And then I was like, well, I didn't know Wendy was a spokesperson. And she goes, yeah, I don't know why I'm being a spokesperson. But I look, here's the thing. I like Stacy. She's a good person. She has a sweetheart. But and I'm tired of the girls ganging up on her. But she needs to acknowledge the way that you move in this group can have people looking at you like, hey, girl, you know.
And Monique is like, you know, you feel comfortable. Like, this is like your homegirl. Like, she's like taking notes on what everyone else is doing and then doing it. She's trying to comfort you. Like, maybe start to kind of like take a step back and just see who she is. Like, mm-hmm. So now, speaking of Stacy, we go over to Stacy and Timo at Arabella's swimming lesson. You can swim, Arabella. Swim for mommy and daddy, who are definitely still together.
And when she's done swimming, I'm going to get in and show her how it's done. I wish Stacy would just like go one up Arabella at every event that she did.
I know.
Like at the beauty thing.
She'll just do some synchronized swimming. She'll just like come up and like do Esther Williams and like have like a swim cap. And like all the children will be like making flower patterns around her. And Arabella will be up the side being like, I can't do that.
With a wet sash from the beauty day. Just like. So Stacy's there with Timo and she goes, can you try and be happier, Timo? And he's like, I'm smiling.
Oh, that's a smile. Okay. So they're saying hi to people. She goes, Timo and I are still doing our Evite dates. It was a drought last year. It was dry, but now it's raining. I'm so sorry. Mom and Dad, have fun, Arabella.
Are you okay, Timo?
Yes, I'm just a little cold.
Okay, well, I'm going to warm you up, right? But not too much because the kids are still here.
Please, I'm trying to smile.
Now is the time that I smile.
So,
and then he does try to smile. He's like,
why do they swim back forth in pool? It seems inefficient.
So,
just swim one way and get to the other side and then it's over.
So where Stacy I come says, from, you swim, you go in a river. You swim up, you get your grocery, you come back.
You swim one lap there, one lap back, and you are done. Why back and forth? Very American.
So, Stacy, by the way, the reason why I always say now is the time is because one time I flew Lufthansa. I had like a layover in Germany, and so there was like a German flight crew. I mean, Lufthansa is a German airline. And when they did the safety, when I got on my second leg on the Lufthansa flight, so the German crew was like Germans. It was like everyone was German on the flight. But they had to do it in English. And the flight attendant was like,
now is the time for safety. Now is the time that I will teach you about how to use the mask. Now is the time that you put on your seatbelts. Now is the time. Like everything was like, now is the time. I was like, yes, yes, ma'am. Now is the time for cocktails.
Now is the time. Now is the time you put on your seatbelt. Now is the time you put on your seatbelt.
It was she was literally saying, now is the time. Like, she would precede everything with, now is the time.
I love it.
It was so amazing.
German people are my favorite. I told you this story once, but I used to work with this German girl who was so funny to me because she did not give a fuck. And customers, one time a customer complained about their food. She's like, yeah, this isn't what I ordered. And Katrine goes, this is fine for you. And then she just like patted her and walked off.
My friend That's Matt.
It. And the lady kept the food. That was it.
My friend Matt always tells the story because he was technically born in Germany, but he's American. So he called up once to try to get dual citizenship because he was like, hey, I'm calling because I heard that if you're born in Germany, you can get dual citizenship. And he said, the lady goes, and what makes you think that?
And I just love, now is the time that you're all American. Person can go fuck himself. Goodbye.
Yeah, now's the time. You're wrong. Click. So let's see here. Okay, so Tia shows up And Tia is going to, you know, to a swim meet, to your kid's swim meet. What a good friend date. Want to watch my kid swim? So she comes over and Stacy's like, oh, I don't just bring anyone around my family, but Tia's new and she hasn't made any judgments about me. And Timo's apprehensive about meeting the group because he's aware of things that have happened, but he's okay with it. Little does she know Tia is here. As a spy, a group spy.
That's right. So Tia's like,
well, I was wondering if you lot are free tomorrow evening. Maybe we could do dinner with Wendy and her husband, with me and Rob. He's got no friends, my husband. Please, I'll even let him be. He's desperate. He'll even be friends with this very strange looking man who seems very uncomfortable around happiness. Would you like to smile, sir? He's like, I am trying to smile.
I cannot. I fly out tomorrow.
Could you look happier when you say that?
I fly out tomorrow.
That was anger.
I fly out tomorrow.
Okay, that's tomorrow. Him happy. That's him happy.
Tomorrow
happy
is the time that I fly out. I fly out.
So Tia's like,
oh, well, how long are you in town for? It's like, just today. It's like, oh, well, we were hoping to be able to you'd be able to come to Gisella's event on Saturday where you can meet all the women.
And Stacey's like, no, I don't think he'll be back until next week. It's very unfortunate.
So they decide, she's like, well, can I just be a threesome with you and your husband to go to that? And Stacy's like, yeah, Tia's part Nigerian and British, and she's a princess. Who wouldn't want to be friends with her?
And Stacy's, yeah, she's like, yeah, she comes from royalty. I'm not even joking. Oh, And Tia's like,
yes, my tiara's in the car. It's being polished. Who, look, I got a smile from Tiamo. Yes, now is it. You gave joke, and now is the time that I laugh at joke. Laughing time is now over.
So Tia's like, well, do you want him to meet any of the other ladies? And she's like, no, that's why you're here. Now, I'm friendly, but I'm not stupid, and there's a history with the other ladies.
Well, how do you feel about meeting Monique? Is that the first time you'd met her? Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, they just make small talk about the ladies. And Tia tells us, well, I'm Sherlock Holmes today, and I'm going to own it all and take it all the way there. So now she's going to dig for some information, and Timo walks away. She's like, love meeting you. Safe travels. Oh, you look like your jaw. Oh, it's your, you're trying to smile. Your jaw looks like it's hit. You don't have to try anymore, dear.
Now is the time that I walk off into the woods.
Because he just disappears. So
she's like, well, I'm a detective and I get to ask whatever I want. But this is my moment. I have reserved a little bit of benefit of the doubt with Stacey. Just a little bit.
So Tia's joking about how Timo just basically got out of there. And Stacey's like, well, yes. By the way, Monique seems really great. I can't wait to know her just a little bit better.
Oh, yes. She sounds like she's been through some things. It was really kind of her and vulnerable of her to share some of her personal details. And how do you know, Chris, by the way? Could you speak into this flower that I have on my lapel?
Oh, I just know him socially.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you're not close at all? Has he ever talked about his divorce to you?
No. We just know each other. I showed him one of my camel sweaters. God, he really loved that. He wasn't into it first, but I said, camels remind us that wise men brought Jesus gifts on his birthday, which is how we know what Christmas is. He bought 3, which he got a special deal on.
I wear these camel sweaters to remind myself of the time I literally broke a camel.
Oh, so you're not close? He's never talked about divorce. Hey, oh, he's just a nice guy, is he? Well, I do not know that man, but the minute she says it, my heart sinks, because I don't believe her. I'm just dying inside. But that piece of benefit of the doubt that was reserved for Stacy, it's turning to ashes. I just don't trust Stacy.
Oh, it's such a shame that Timo can't come to Giselle's events.
And Stacey goes, well, I do want to be completely honest with you. I don't know that he's at that level of comfort yet in terms of meeting everybody else. Well, maybe Giselle introduces us to her boyfriend. Well, maybe when Giselle introduces us to her boyfriend, I'll introduce them to Timo.
Oh, so we're waiting for pigs to fly, is it? Princess joke. That's a princess joke.
Oh, maybe we can all be transparent. Let's all bring our men, okay? I'll bring my boyfriend, ex-husband, husband. How's that? How about that?
Mm-hmm. So now we go to the rooftop at the Graham with Giselle, Grace, and Ashley's friend, Brandita.
Brandita, who we've seen this season and on the Love Hotel. So Giselle tells us Grace is there. So she's like, Grace is grown and Grace has spent a couple of years at college. Really? We didn't know. We only saw 10 seasons of her going off to college. And Grace has been working with Brandt, helping to plan events. So that's what Grace is up to, in case anyone was wondering. And yeah, it's very hot and humid there. You can tell because poor Cal, you know, I love Cal. Cal's one of my favorite gays on Bravo. And this poor guy at this event, I don't know if you saw, at one point, he had two giant sweat patches on the back of his shirt. I was like, this poor guy being dragged to this hot and humid event. He shouldn't be here. Oh, you know what was so funny? Did you notice this at the Pride event? When they all sat down and had lunch, and when Monique was talking about her breakup with Chris, that they put all the gays at a table nearby and the gays just all sat there and watched the women like they were at like a live podcast taping. Yeah. That was so funny. I mean, just, you could see their legs just, they were all cheated out towards them, just watching the women talk.
Not even trying to blend in. They're just like, Do you guys know Karen? Love her. She doing okay? Love her.
It also felt like they had to be on deck in case they needed to jump in and like, help someone out, be like, wait a second, you do not get to talk to her that way. You know, they're like ready. Like, I got my bitch. I'm ready. I got her back.
Yeah. So Giselle is just, they're just getting ready for this GNA party. And Giselle's telling us that Robin isn't even coming to this party, which is hilarious that you're throwing a podcast party and your co-host isn't going to be there. Like, why bother? But yeah. And it's also weird because Robin was at BravoCon. I did see her there. I saw her in that bar. She looked really pretty.
She was there to promote. She was there to promote Traders. Well, she was on the Traders panel, not to promote Traders, but she's on the Traders panel. So basically, Giselle says, you know, Robin didn't really like how she left the show. She clearly did not. She's really unhappy, obviously, about being dropped from the show. So she just did not want to go back on the show. I kind of feel like I get that. And like, why would you go back to the show that fired you to like help prop them up, but also like promote your podcast? I mean, I know Giselle can do it on her own, but I kind of think in this case, like you have a podcast with Giselle, like I say, show up, you know, it's not like we're being like, oh my God, we wish Robin were there. I say, do it for your friend.
Yeah. And do it for yourself. Like you're promoting your podcast on TV. Like, hello.
Yeah. Like,
so, second chapter. But the other ladies are coming and she's asking about Stacey. She's like, well, I wanted to uninvite her, but you know, she called Chris Samuels after we left, right? Did you know that? And Brandt's like, oh my God, she did. I did not know that. So the girls are mad at Stacey.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Picture this. You're standing on the beach when you notice something strange. The horizon doesn't look right. At first, all you can see is a thin white line stretching as far as your eyes can see. Then the line starts to rise. But it's not the horizon at all. It's a wave, a 30-foot wall of water, and it's racing straight toward you. On the day after Christmas in 2004, a 9.1 magnitude earthquake hit off the coast of Indonesia, triggering a devastating tsunami. It struck Thailand without warning. No alarms, no cell phone alerts, no evacuation. In this season of Against the Odds, experience one of the deadliest natural disasters in history through the perspectives of those who did everything they could to survive. Follow Against the Odds on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Against the Odds, Tsunami in Thailand, early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
So now let's go to double date time with the Glovers and the Osefos.
Oh yeah, that's right. That wasn't actually the party. That was just the setup for the party, as you did say. So double date time, which I thought Stacey was going to be at this double date as like the third wheel or fifth wheel. Remember that show? But she's just not there. So they're talking, they're making small talk. You know, the guys meet each other and the wives, etc. And Eddie's asking about where Tia's from. She says she's from London, but born in Nigeria. And they're sort of like trading stories about that, et cetera.
Yeah. So, they make small talk. Like, how long are you guys married? And Tia tells us a story. Technically, I was 19 when we met, but we weren't doing anything like that or anything like that. Ooh, but that's not the only thing I lied about. I used to tell people that I was half Cuban because I thought it sounded exotic as opposed to being Nigerian and English. Like, what's wrong with me? I mean, this is what happens when you send a child to an all-white boarding school. It's an identity crisis.
So, and I love that, like, for her, she's just like laughing it off, whereas like Caroline Sandberg is like, I went to boarding school and 10 years later I'm still devastated by it. So
I was devastated. I should never have told people I was part Cuban. People still ask me to put a ham sandwich in a panini press. Never get over that lie.
Can you believe it? The way I would wear those Havana shirts around Eton was horrifying. So
so then Eddie talks about how meeting Eddie, and he said that they've known each other since they were 17, but that Wendy was never checking for him. And Tia's like, well, why not? And she goes, he didn't have a car. So, but then he did get a car. And she was like, yes. And then he took out insurance on that car and they pretended it was stolen, and that paid for their first dinner, and they knew they belonged together. Damn it.
So they make small talk about all this and like relationships and yada, yada, yada. And finally they get to being messy. So Tia's like, well, I had invited Stacey and her husband today to join us. And when he's like, yeah, I thought she was going to be here. Why is she not here? Well, he's out. He's out of the country, so we couldn't make it. Well, she did say that out of everybody. She felt that I was the safest to be around him. Does that make you mad, Wendy? Mm-hmm.
Oh, like, she said that? She said that? She's like, oh, yes, she did. Me, the safest of Tia. Cuban Tia. Anti-Cuban Tia. Tia.
Tia, Tia.
That is funny if she named, she said she told everyone she was Cuban and no one said, and your parents named you Auntie?
Tia, Tia. Waiter, I'll have a mojito, please.
So Wendy's like, so the person you feel safest to is Tia? Tia that you just met? Tia that is not stuck up for you? That Tia? Okay. And so Wendy is mad now. So she calls Stacey. And Stacey's like, hi, Wendy. How's it going? She's like, Stacey, how are you, love? Question for you. We are here on a double date, and my impression was that you were supposed to be here. What happened? Oh, well, Tima wasn't quite ready for such a big introduction, so we had to pass this time. And Tia's like, ooh, she said he was out of the country, by the way. So yeah. Now it's like another, by the way, this is the real answer. This is the real answer, is that Timo clearly does not want to be on TV and get into fights with other housewives.
Yeah, which it sounded is like what she was kind of telling Tia before, where she's like, you know, I'm still uncomfortable with the girls. I'm not sure when I'm going to introduce Tio or Timo, but she had already lied about it. And so I guess she decided she's not going to lie about it, but she had already mm-hmm. lied about it. I mean, Stacey just can't keep it straight. So she's like, oh, well, he just flew in today. He just got here this evening. Yep. Mm-hmm. This morning he flew to England and he just got some tea and flew right back.
Yeah. Seriously. And so Tia's like,
how does this even work?
So they're all like, wait a second. Like, you just said he just flew out, and now you're saying he just flew in. So Wendy says, well, Tia said that you had said to her that you felt like Tia was the safest person for Timo to be around, and I just feel like you're not being the type of friend to me that I've been to you. She goes, Tia, I really don't appreciate you causing friction between Wendy and me, my Nigerian sister.
No, darling, you're creating your own friction because you can't keep up with your story.
Wendy, I'm sorry. I regret introducing Tia to Timo first. You are my closest friend in this group, and I'm sorry if I hurt your feelings.
Oh, she's full of it. I'm sorry.
Wendy's like, well, you know what? We'll have a great time, Stacey, and I'll talk to you soon. So they hang up, and Tia's like,
oh, English bollocks. That's bullshit. She's full of it. Full of it. Here I am, like an idiot, defending you. You're on an island, much like Cuba, of your own, and you're actually creating more water in between because clearly you want to stay on an island, a delicious island with beautiful cocktails and wonderful sandwiches, I'd like to add.
A fantastic musical. I'm not going to disregard that, but still. So, What is Tia doing here? So did they tell Tia, Tia, you can't just be cute and funny. You have to fight with somebody. So start some shit. Because it seems weird that Tia like went to a swimming thing and then is now immediately trying to be like, well, she said I was the safe one. Ooh. And now they're going to have a safety fight.
Tia was there. Wasn't she there for the conversation where she found out that Stacy called Chris Samuels? So Tia's like, oh, like Stacy reached out to Tia. She was like, oh, this is great. I'm going to find out about the Chris Samuels thing. Stacy lies and says she doesn't know Chris Samuels. So Tia's like, this person's full of bullshit. And then she goes to dinner with Wendy and is like, you know, she said that I was her favorite because she knows that like Wendy and Stacy are close. And she also knows that Wendy is going to be like, wait a second. So Stacy and Tia's just like, she's just clever. She keeps her cards close to her vest or her chest that has a vest on it. And, her vested chest. She's going to say like, let's see what happens. Watch what happens live with Tia.
So, yeah. So Wendy's like, okay, well, did anything else happen? She goes, well, at Philippe Chow, Angel did mention that she felt that you and her weren't in a great place and you started off well. And she's like, what? And so we see a flashback to 2 days ago. Angel saying, yeah, you know, at the airport, Wendy was particularly dismissive, cold and nasty. And yes, I made eye contact. No, hello, how are you? I mean, that set the tone for me for the trip, because the person who said the catfish comment was Wendy. It wasn't Giselle. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, God, Angel.
The twist in her own storyline that only she cares about. So Tia's like,
yes, she thinks that you ignored her actually at the airport. Wendy's like, that's not true. She's like, well, in Nevis, the whole catfish thing, I thought Giselle said that, but apparently she said that you said it first.
And Wendy's like, no, Giselle said it first. I didn't necessarily say she was a catfish. I was defining what she was saying, which I'm so surprised they remember their specifics. I cannot remember a conversation I had 3 days ago. And they are so, I mean, we always talk about how we saw Erica Jane in person. She, like, Brian Moylan was interviewing Erica Jane for like a Vulture Fest thing, and how Erica Jane said that Yolanda told her always take notes about the conversations you had. And clearly they all do this, because there's no, I would never remember at this point the stupid conversation, like what specifically I said.
Yeah, which came later back to a big fight on Miami this year when Lisa Hochstein was like, I always take notes of our conversations. And they were like, you take notes on us? How dare you? When this advice went all the way back to Yolanda Foster. You see?
Yes, that's right. But Lisa was so stupid because she actually like told everyone she was taking notes, and she was doing the notes in front of people. And then she made it sound like she was keeping tabs on people, but she was just trying to keep her story straight.
Right. So then basically Wendy is saying, no, I was saying that Giselle was saying she was catfish. And she was like, oh, you were translating for her then. And she goes, yeah, but you know what? You got a problem with me doing that, but you didn't have a problem with the person who said to you to your face that you don't look how you look on social media. I mean, she attacked me every opportunity she gets.
You know what? Kiana and Angel are obsessed. They need that validation. Grown women don't argue about stuff like this. Hey, Nevis was a week ago. Go fuck you in that camouflage. You know what? You know what grown women argue about is whether or not they're the closest person to someone else. Okay, that's what we argue about, not this.
And so they're talking about the party coming up, and Rob is asking where Stacy's from, and Tia says Detroit, and Wendy goes, oh yeah, they got some hustlers out there.
Which was
pretty funny.
I feel like that Wendy was a recent, that's a recent adjustment to the scene. They're like, let's put that line in there. So now it's time for the reasonably shady 10 million downloads party. So Kiana's there. She's like, hey mommy, what's going on? And Angel, she was with, you know, Kiana, Angel and Bobby coming together, and everyone's saying hello. And so Tia, yeah, they're talking about, where is Stacy? And Tia's like,
well, I did get her on the phone yesterday when I was with Wendy. And when I invited Timo for dinner, she said he'd be flying out that night. But when we were at dinner, she said he had just flown in. So chew on that, everyone.
Yeah. So then Giselle's using the fan, I guess, that Angel gave her. And Angel's like, oh, that warms my heart. I just want to know how we can get to know each other better. Okay. How can you get to know me better? You want to get to know me? God. Let's play a game called Get to Know Me. Okay. She's like, well, there's been some problems. And Angel goes, oh, yeah, but you already apologized. And I've moved past that. But I haven't addressed Wendy's part.
Which is funny because Giselle had apologized a long time ago. And then Angel was like, well, I don't accept it. And then she got mad for like 5 episodes. And then suddenly she's like, oh, well, you apologized and I accepted that. I'm like, you actually never accepted that. I don't remember seeing any scene where you accepted that, except for when you actually accepted it when it initially happened. But then you got mad about it afterwards for the next 5 episodes.
Yeah. And she's like, but I haven't addressed Wendy's part. And you know, Wendy's saying she's calling you a catfish. I mean, ha ha ha. Yeah, that's an example of our interactions that have devolved in a mercurial nature.
What?
And then Giselle goes, mercurial nature. Please give me a definition, please. And on the screen we see mercurial, a sprightly, volatile, or thievish person.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the right use of mercurial in that context. It's like,
but it is funny.
Conversations have devolved in a mercurial fashion. So Giselle's like, I don't know what this means. I don't even think Angel knows what it means. She has a delayed reaction to like everything we do. And once she processes it, she wants to talk about it right now. And I don't care about her right now. I care about celebrating me. So Giselle's like, I think Giselle's like, I'm just happy it's not me. It has to deal with this bullshit. Yeah,
she's like, whatever. And Angel's like, where is Wendy? Where is she? And Giselle's like, oh God, here we go. So we see Wale from Love Hotel. Gross.
And Wale does such the Wale thing, which is that he comes in all smiles and good looking and he totally ignores Ashley and gives Giselle a big hug and is like all up on Giselle. And Ashley's right there. And Ashley's like, hello. And then it's like they have to actually point out like, hey, there's Ashley. And then he gives Ashley like a hug. Like, oh, I didn't see you. But he's totally giving her the cold shoulder, which was totally the way he operated on Love Hotel when he was mad. He got so passive aggressive.
Yeah, he was a jerk on there. And then he's like, oh, God, I didn't know I was going to be on TV. Yes, you did. You signed a release coming in here. Get out of here.
He goes, where's Robin? There it is. There's the person to ask. Someone finally asked it.
So he's like, well, I'm just here for Robin. I didn't even see Ashley. And I guess he's brought, what did he bring, flowers or something? Oh, I don't know. What he brought something.
He brought flowers, but he also has a grill in his mouth. And Ashley is like, oh, really? Like, this is so Wale. He just is going to show up and like have a grill in his mouth. But then they show footage of Ashley wearing a grill a few days earlier.
So then they do say hello awkwardly or whatever. And he meets Jazzy and they talk about him being on Love Hotel. And Ashley's like, yeah, he was clearly fake on Love Hotel. I mean, what a jerk. Like, I was going to put him on my Instagram.
Wow. I'm glad she didn't sully that all important Instagram feed, the Ashley Darby feed. I'm like, have there been photos of Michael Darby on there before? Because I'm pretty sure there were. The things are.
I like Ashley calling him fake when she was probably dating Beavis that whole time. But whatever, it's yeah. Ashley. So then Stacey, Wendy, and Eddie arrive and, you know, come in. And Stacey sees Vivian and she's like, oh, seeing Vivian is neither here nor there. I've let that friendship go. She would put me in the same outfit as other friends. But I will always keep it classy. Pat your hair down and send you on your way. Because she does do that to Vivian. She comes in. She's like, hello, Vivian. And then she like runs her hand down her hair and pats it.
Yeah, she does. So then Wendy is congratulating Giselle on 10 million downloads and all that. And then we see Jazzy and Kay and Angel ordering drinks at the bar. And Giselle makes her announcement. She goes, hello. Reasonably Shady was started during the pandemic. We were bored. Rob and I are friends. We had nothing to do. So Robin's not here. Something came up. She had to sit on the sofa for a moment. So sorry, you only get me here today.
Robin is in bed. Nah, let's face it. And so Wendy's like, this makes no sense. Like, don't have us thinking we're coming to see Supremes and we just get to see Diana Ross. Like, I mean, come on. Where's the group? Where's your backup dancer? Where's Robin? Where's Wob? Is she on the couch? Does a sip.
She had to deal with a sudden influx of embellish hat orders. So she couldn't make it today.
So they put in a clip of Robin being like, it's so hard to get out of bed, which is so cruel because that was her depression storyline.
I know, she was but depressed. I still laughed. They're like, Jazzy appears. She almost looks like she's wearing a wedding dress in her confessional. I'm like, okay, Jazzy, we get it. She's like, look, I didn't get my wedding only got 5 seconds on TV, so I'm going to prolong it as much as I can. But she goes, girl, get up off the couch and come support your friend. So yeah. Ashley, yeah, Ashley says, you know, she's like, she basically says that Giselle's putting on a brave face, but she can tell that she's really upset that Robin is not there.
So Stacey pulls Wendy aside for a talk, and Stacey's like, okay, well, I wanted to rehash last night, you know, because when we talk, it's one way, but then you're in the group and you act another way. And Tia's like, well, when I first met you, I'd heard a lot about you, and I didn't want to form an opinion on you, so I took time to get to know you. I saw your daughter swim terribly, and I said, I'm done with her.
I got up at 5 a.m. to come meet you and your husband, who couldn't even smile, and your daughter, because I am interested. Or should I say, I was interested. That's called a princess diss. Okay, I was interested in having a friendship with you. So when I was there, I invited you to dinner. Do you remember that? Admittedly, and I said it in Spanish because I was having a Cuban flashback. But, you know, I did still invite you.
I invited you to comida. I'm sorry, this isn't college anymore.
And Tia's like, well, you invited my husband, and he politely declined, and he said no. She goes,
oh, well, he said he was flying out the evening of the dinner, is what I understood. Hmm?
No, he was flying out on Wednesday evening. Don't you remember Wednesday evening? And so then Stacey's like, you know, the problem with you...
No, you told me he was flying out the next day.
And she goes, well, the problem with you is, no, there's no fucking problem with me. But the problem with you is,
no, clearly there's no fucking problem with you. The problem's with you. Everybody who has seen you has called you a liar. And I've given you the benefit of the doubt. You thought I was foolish. Don't let this accent fool you.
I don't think that accent makes you people think you're foolish. I think that accent automatically makes everybody think you're smarter than everybody, right?
Yeah.
When I hear that accent, I'm like, oh my God, it's so glamorous. You know?
Don't let this accent fool you. I'm very unintelligent.
So Tia's like, well, Stacey will say whatever she needs to say to be said. Whatever needs to be said. But she'll slit out of any crook and cranny to try and get out scot-free. And I was a good bloody friend to her for 5 minutes at a swim match. But of course she switched on me. So I know today she's not a friend. She's actually a foe.
So Kiana's like, ooh, here's my chance. Just,
well, let's talk about showing up today, okay? Because let's talk about who the real friends are. Because last week I thought it was amazing that Monique shared her whole entire like healing journey with her husband. So then 10 minutes after that, I was on the phone with Cookie.
And at this point, Cookie is sort of like, has drifted over.
Cookie's just lingering like, in the background. He's just like, kind of looking at everybody ready to jump in. Like, call me when you need me. Cookie's here.
Don't mess with, when you mess with me, you mess with all of Go-Go Music. So she's like,
I was on the phone with Cookie, and then the other line, Chris called in. So she clicks back and says over to me, like, Stacey, you called him, and Monique was trashing Chris, and then like he treated her like a piece of meat, and then that they had bad sex.
And Stacey goes, what are you talking about? And Wendy actually defends Stacey, or she's like, I mean, well, how do you know it was Stacey who did that?
And she's like, well, I know it was her. Why did you do that, Stacey?
She goes, I don't know what you're talking about. What? The lies, the link, the drama. And Kiana's like, you know. And she says, why would I say that? And Kiana's like, well, Cookie's standing right here. And she goes, Wendy's like, oh, my God, why are we doing this? And Cookie's like, because you called him and you told him. And Cookie's like, what do you mean how? With a phone. Don't sit up here and act stupid with me.
don't act stupid with me. So when he goes, okay, let me tell you why this is making me very uncomfortable, okay? Because I met with Monique and she told me that if Cookie is around, Cookie's gonna trash her. And if we're talking about Monique, I think it's only right for Monique to be here. Can we get Monique at this party, please? No? Okay, I guess we're gonna have to have a Cookie scene. So then Stacey Stacey does this thing where she just points her finger at Cookie. Like, I don't know what she's trying to point at. I don't know if she's trying to be like, see?
She's just like, she's doing this. Like, well, like, I mean, look. What? Yeah.
Yeah.
Gesticulating, like it, if you will.
The arm is not fully out, but just like a little bit. And Cookie looks at her and goes, don't point your finger at me.
Mm-hmm. Kiana's like, calm down, Cookie. Calm down, Cookie. You're climaxing too soon, Cookie. So Stacey starts pointing at her. And she's like, point your finger at me one more time, lady. And Stacey just keeps pointing.
Talk about drama. Talk about length. Talk about a finger. Talk about gesticulation.
And Karen is like, calm down, Cookie. Calm down. I mean, it's like, come on. Yeah, calm down, Sophia. Don't do it. And she's like, I'm coming with the truth. And Stacy's like, well, I can point my finger where I want. Like, don't do it. Don't do it, Stacy. You need to go take a bath with your funky ass, Cookie says.
Cookie, calm down. Calm down, Cookie. Come on, someone calm her down.
I am calm.
So Kieran was like, Monique's talking about getting into a good space of co-parenting with her ex-husband and her healing, guys.
And Stacy's like, well, no matter how many times you say it, it doesn't mean it's true.
Well, guess what? It ain't true. Since you said you've been in the... What are they?
She said, nothing you said has been true since you've been in this goddamn group. And Stacy's like, the only time you get heated, baby, is when it's about me. Usually you're a zero. So today you made it, maybe took it to a two. So I'm happy to see you here, boo. Okay. Happy to see you at a two, boo.
Your character's flawed, Stacy. I never trusted you were my husband.
She goes, you don't have one. And it just ends.
I laughed at both things, actually, because I loved when she goes, your character is flawed. I love that. Your character is flawed. I wouldn't trust you around my husband. You don't have one.
Oh. And that Stacy just sort of like shrugs, like, sorry, bitch, you don't have one. Oh, my God.
The fact that they spent the whole episode building a case against Stacy, they finally confront Stacy, and Stacy wipes the floor with Kay in the very last line was gold.
Like, you can't have Kay go in to do that. Like, you need Giselle to do that. Because Kierna is just throwing whatever she can against all. She is trying so hard. She just is not there yet.
And okay? She has no chill. She comes right in the middle of another argument, and then she just spits it all out there. It's just, she's badly done. I mean, this is her third season, and she's still just not doing great. I mean, it is getting to be funny now, though, with Kierna.
It is. That
she's just so bad at it.
Kierna and Angel, like, just being, you know, what, droop and drip or whatever. It's actually hilarious how, like, Angel being such a downer, Kierna just trying so hard. It is hilarious. But really, the breakout star of this episode, of course, was Cookie, because Cookie, you know, the way she just snapped at Stacy, like, so quickly. Oh, it was so great. It was hilarious.
Yeah, Cookie was funny. Weren't they, like, holding back Cookie? They're like, come on, calm down, yeah. Cookie, calm down.
Yeah, they sort of like pulled her away. But also, I love that Stacy holds her ground. She's like, I'll keep on pointing at you. You know, they're like, it was great. It was such a hilarious fight.
Yeah, Stacy's really not afraid of anybody, which I like. No. It's good.
That's
quality.
I think what everyone is real. Like, that's what's so funny about her is that she has this sort of campy presentation that is like, it feels very much like a 1980s kind of soap opera kind of vibe in terms of. Like, there's like a fakeness about the way she talks that's so QVC, which is very funny. But we know that she really can handle herself, and yeah. She's very shady and in a way. And so like that dichotomy of personalities is very entertaining to me.
And the fact that they have to bring in outside cast members to confront her, like none of them can bring her down. They are all trying to bring her down. You got Tia coming in. Stacy didn't care. She didn't pay her any mind. So they have to bring in an outside force, and Stacy still just wipes the floor with them. It's amazing how she does it. It's really good.
And well, by the way, Tia, I just want to say also, like, I think Tia is so tremendous too. Like, I love Tia. Yeah. She's so funny and she's so good. She does hold her own as well. Like, it's not like Tia lost this argument. Kierna came in and ruined everything. But Tia is like a great addition. Stacy, I mean, like, between Stacy and Tia and Wendy's having her best season that she may have ever had. You know, Ashley's having like a waning season, but I still think Ashley has a totally deserved place.
She's having a decent season, I think.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but people are like, what is Ashley even doing? Like, Ashley is Ashley. She's part of this group. Let's not try to fire Ashley. I think Ashley is an essential part of it. Giselle is Giselle. The cast is actually in a remarkably great place. And even though Kierna and Angel are big duds, the fact that they are duds is actually oddly entertaining to me. Like,
well, the season
acknowledge that they're duds.
The season's getting kind of mixed reviews, I think, but I will say it's half a new cast. And when you have a new cast, you've got to give them till their second season to really get firing, I think. But I think it's a pretty good season. I've been laughing my ass off. So
I love this season.
I think next year it'll be killer, especially with Karen back. I mean, Karen and Tia in the same space is going to be very, very funny.
Oh, I think it's going to be, wonderful. I think the season's awesome. I'm surprised. I was surprised when I first heard that there was like some people were not into the season. Cause I think it's like, the strongest in years. I love it. I think it's great.
All right, anyway, everybody. Well, thank you so much for being here. We will talk to you mañana. Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's always automatic with Ashley Otto. Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
We never miss our call. It's Diane Call.
Big yay. It's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie. She has no last namey.
She's our kind of mess. It's Jennifer Messer.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K sirrah sirrah, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
Make way for AJ Lopez.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher. It's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, Jennifer Corcoran.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
Gee, it's Lisa H.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Tell of Sun.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
We're obsessed all with Tessa V.
You'll always get the full story with Tori Parsons.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.